Chinese and Indonesian state-owned companies have signed a $5.5 billion U.S. dollar deal to build the first high-speed railway in Indonesia. The line will connect the capital, Jakarta, with the country's fourth-largest city, Bandung. The two sides signed an agreement to form a joint venture to build the railway on Friday. And for more on this, we can now speak live with our correspondent, Andy Saputra, who's joining us from Jakarta. Andy, just how significant is this deal? What does it mean for Indonesia?
Certainly, Nila, it's quite a historic day for both China and Indonesia, for the two neighbors here and the two largest economy in Asia. So for Indonesia itself, this railway is seen as a major step forward in Indonesia's quest for infrastructure building, which is seen as a way to progress its flagging economic growth. With the railway, it is hoped to be this trip from Jakarta to Bandung that now takes around 3 hours will be cut almost six times faster onto just half an hour with this high-speed train, and that will open a slew of new opportunities for commercial and property development as well. For China, this will be the winning of this tender is quite an acknowledgement on Chinese technology, as this will be the first time that Chinese technology on high-speed bullet train will be put in place abroad. So it's quite a big day for both countries. Let's see what happens earlier today.